Last June was a moment of celebration in the lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender community. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled same-sex couples have the right to marry under the 14th Amendment's equal protection provisions.
But in many places in the state of Florida, you can still be fired simply for just being gay. And we really need to work on that.
That's David Richardson, a Democratic representative from Miami Beach. Many jurisdictions in Florida have passed local ordinances to protect LGBT rights, but state lawmakers are attempting to extend those protections throughout the state. Wellington Democratic Senator Joseph Abruzzo has filed a bill prohibiting discrimination based on sexual orientation, real or perceived, and gender identity or expression.
Members, we quite possibly have one of the most significant civil rights bills in the past 40 years in front of you right now. Current state law prohibits discrimination in employment, housing, and public accommodations on the basis of race, color, religion, sex, national origin, age, handicap, or marital status. The Florida Competitive Workforce Act adds sexual orientation and gender identity within these protected class.
Now, normally this is the part of the story where you'd hear voices speaking out in support or opposition of Abruzzo's proposal, but that'll have to wait. His measure came up last in a two-hour judiciary hearing packed with nine other bills. There was just 6 minutes left when he was finally allowed to introduce the measure.
Well, we've got three, four minutes to look at legislation that's the largest civil rights legislation we've done in 40 years. It's not possible, is it?
That's Trilby Republican Wilton Simpson. And Abruzzo grew visibly frustrated as Simpson and fellow Republicans Kelly Stargell and David Simmons ran out the clock on his proposal.
This bill has been in front of the legislature for probably close to 10 years now, or close to it. So I think 10 years is adequate. If you're unfamiliar with the issue, I'd be happy to speak with you about it.
Instead, the committee devoted most of its time to this.
We just want protection for the pastors where you can stand flat foot in your pulpit and preach the word of God. You could preach the word of God from your pulpit with no fear, no doubt. No one after your sermon, you're going to walk out the door and you're going to be handcuffed. Or later on, you're going to lose your tax exempt from your church. We just want assurance policy. All we're asking for is assurance policy. That's all we're asking for today.
That's Elder Demetrius Brinson from the Miami area. He's speaking in support of the so-called pastor protection bill sponsored by Fernandina Beach Republican Aaron Bean.
What this bill does is designed to ensure that pastors, clergy members, and churches are not required to perform marriages or related ceremonies that might violate their sincerely held religious beliefs. And it makes clear that,
of course, critics argue with protections for the free exercise of religion in the state and U.S. constitutions, there's little reason to spend any time at all on Bean's measure. Carlos Guillermo Smith of Equality Florida says pastors can already decide who they will or won't marry.
And that's the way that it should be. And I'm going to actually take that a step further and let everyone know that if a same-sex couple in Florida were to sue a pastor or a church or a house of worship for refusing to marry them, that Equality Florida would be the first to stand behind that pastor or that church.
And actually, the committee approved Bean's pastor protection bill on a party-line vote. And with the chairs of its next two committee staffs voting in favor of the measure, it seems likely to make it to the Senate floor. As for the LGBT protections bill, well, here's Judiciary Chairman Miguel Diaz de la Portilla.
I intend to have this bill back before us next week. It'll be the first bill that we hear next week. And we're going to dedicate plenty of time to this bill.
For WFSU News, I'm Nick Evans.